In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell.
G'day, g'day.
Now, do you want to confess that you were just watching the live stream from the Parliament grounds on the big screen at your house?
Yeah, I will proudly, I will confess that. There's no pride required. I've got to say, the cinematography is fucking shit.
Yeah, I know. There's some shocking camera work.
However, the narrative is ebbing and flowing in a way that is a suitable big screen experience.
Both Jules and I were thinking that, I mean, while they may sort of be off Parliament grounds at this stage, they're going to have to go somewhere, and you mentioned that things may be kicking off just around the corner.
Yeah, according to Twitter, so let's just take this with all the grain of salt that this entails, a bonfire lit by protesters has engulfed a tree across the road from the law school, which is the largest wooden building in New Zealand. And staff has heard two protesters say, burn the law school.
Wow.
Yeah. So I wouldn't want to be, I wouldn't want to have been at work in Lambton Key area, Wellington today, and heading home. Hopefully everyone's gotten back home safe and sound already.
Yeah, for sure. It's obviously getting pretty gnarly down there.
You know, from one saga of a city engulfed in violence, to another, what a week to release the Batman in New Zealand. You know, you can draw a whole lot of comparisons between the Batman and current events here. You know, we've got a lot of people that are a bit upset about wearing a mask, for instance. Batman wears quite an uncomfortable mask. He doesn't complain about it. Sorry, that's a small spoiler. In this movie where Robert Pattinson plays the Batman, he doesn't complain about his mask being an affront to his human rights. So that's one thing that doesn't happen.
So it's the dude from Twilight is Batman.
Absolutely, and he's pretty bloody good, actually. So the period that this kind of what differentiates this from other Batman films is it's thankfully not an origin story, so we kind of don't need to see that again. I think everyone's kind of familiar with Bruce Wayne becoming Batman. So this is a couple of years into his life as Batman. It does, I guess, kind of overlap with some of the Christian Bale sort of period. But he's become pretty nocturnal. He's become a bit kind of caught up in his project to save Gotham from a wave of crime and corruption. And this resulting film, sort of the intention of it was to follow a version of Batman we don't see too often on the big screen, which is all caps, world's greatest detective, which was kind of one of his nom de plume for Batman in the comics. So we see him kind of working a case, it kind of suffers a little bit from cramming too much stuff in. He's working a case. He's trying to track down a villain who. Can we do some minor spoilers, John? Is that?
That's not up to me. Okay? That's up to the listeners. Maybe just turn down the car radio if you don't.
Super minor. I think if you're completely keeping yourself in the dark about the Batman, we'll just give you a couple more seconds. But if you've watched a trailer, you'll know that this film features the Riddler as a villain. You'll know that Zoe Kravitz turns up playing Catwoman. It's nearly 3 hours long. I had a very good time watching it, but I did walk away going, there might be one element or two elements too many in this film to really kind of justify what I've seen. A little bit overstuffed, perhaps. However, let's face it, if you're interested in Batman, you're going to see it. And I really enjoyed a whole bunch of elements of it. So I don't think there's really much else to say other than check it out and prepare your bladder accordingly.
How does it stack up to the Christian Bale Batmans?
It doesn't take itself so seriously. I think that it's definitely not funny and cartoonish, and it does sort of dwell on some of the gothier elements of gothier, grungy kind of elements of what a nocturnal Bruce Wayne's life is like. But it's just not quite as removed as a Christopher Nolan film. I always sort of feel his his films are like intricate constructions that maybe don't necessarily have a lot of humanity or fun to them.
Yes.
This is a more fun movie, even though it is kind of a grim crime film with some touches of kind of Saw to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a hugely different beast, but it's a slightly different incarnation.
Nice.
And I would I'd welcome more films with Robert Pattinson in the role from here. Yeah, so slightly less taxing in terms of runtime, clocking in at a mere 1 hour 26 minutes, which is half of a Batman, half mm-hmm. of the Batman. There's a new horror called Hellbender, which is streaming on Shudder. This is one of the more interesting indie discoveries in some time. I checked this out last night and had a hell of a good time. Oh, sorry, there's a bit punny. Didn't mean to be punny there. This is a coming-of-age tale about a young woman growing up with her mum in rural US and starts to kind of discover that she has some occult abilities. It's a pretty familiar setup, but what makes this really interesting is it's just got a very intriguing mother-daughter relationship. Mum's keeping her at home because homeschooling her, keeping her away from other people, apparently because she's sick and could get ill if she has human contact. But actually there's some kind of creepier stuff going on in the mix. What do you do when you're homeschooling your kids, though, by yourself? It turns out you have a band with them, and she jams with her mum and they write songs. And some good riffs there. They kind of permeate throughout the film. And elsewhere it gets kind of a bit bloody and a bit trippy. I really enjoyed this. Really, really confident indie filmmaking that doesn't suffer from working on a kind of lower budget than Hollywood fare, and has some really interesting twists and turns along the way. So that's called Hellbender. The band is also called Hellbender, but spelt with sixes instead of E's.
Okay. I didn't see the band in the trailer for that one.
No, it's they kind of pop up early on in the film. There's no soundtrack as such out yet, but you can check out a couple of the songs on one of the filmmakers' YouTube pages. Really interestingly, this is a film that's very much a family affair. There are three people credited as directors. There are three people credited as writers, and a couple of them appear in the starring roles of the film as well. So very much a kind of a household cottage industry of filmmaking, which in itself is really, really interesting. If you are interested in more about Hellbender, there's a really interesting interview that Psychic Glands' host Aaron Yap conducted with the family over on letterboxd.com.
Nice.
So if you search letterboxd.com for Hellbender, you can find a really interesting interview with the Adams. Again, no pun intended, the Adams family.
Excellent.
Destined to make horrors, clearly.
Just going back to the Batman thing, Steve, we've had text in saying DC Comics stands for Detective Comics, so it's Detective Comics Comics, FYI. Batman, he is the detective.
He really is the detective.
Mm.
Yeah. There's some quite sort of funny tightrope walking where, you know, on the one hand you've got this character who dresses like a bat. It's pretty. Let's face it. It's a bit silly, right? Mm-hmm. And then on the other hand, you've got all these cops investigating a grim mystery. So what happens when a man dressed as a bat walks into a crime scene with a whole bunch of cops around? That is quite a good scene. I will spoil that no further.
Okay. All right, Steve. Was there anything else worth watching?
That's me for the week, I think. What about you, John? What's been going on for you beyond watching a police action against some freedom campers?
I, over the weekend, I watched Facing Monsters, which was which is a surfing doco about Australian surfer Kirby Brown. I spoke to him yesterday on the phone. Actually, pretty cruisy dude to talk to. But the tone throughout the documentary is really like quite heavy. Because he's surfing waves of massive, consequence, basically base jumping sort of style surfing. massive waves onto rocks, like beautifully shot, you know, wonderful to watch, kind of heavy, but I mean, yeah, it was definitely, I definitely recommend checking it out if you want to go and watch something pretty spectacular on the big screen.
I feel like I have been this afternoon, but I will also add that to the watch list.
All right, Steve. Okay, I will we'll check in with you next week, mate.
Sounds bloody good. Talk then.
Okay, bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.